finding your way down on Baker Street. Light in your head and then on your feet. Well, another crazy day. You dream the night away and forget about everything. This city desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul. And it's taking.
You're listening to a special replay of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. This program originally aired October 30th, 1993. Please do not call.
If you've got the guts, turn off the lights, turn your radio on, and join us. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. Back now to line one. You're back on the air again, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, we were just joking around, and again, like I said, it sort of was like a challenge, you know. Make me a believer. And about that time, literally, two bolts of lightning came right across the front of the truck and hit the side of the road about, oh, maybe 400 yards up from where we were traveling. And it was just like out of a Star Wars. I mean, it was one bolt from one side of the car and one from the other. And we pulled over and sat there for about 5 minutes and drove on up to Mountain Pass, and I said,
tell me something. Had you said this mentally, crying out, or had you said it aloud?
We were talking about, and in the conversation, I said it out loud. I told him, I said, Bill, I said, you know, just show me out there, God. If you're out there, make me a believer. And, you know, a couple strikes around us, but then, you know, well, that was close. Give me another sign. Make sure that you can hear me, you know.
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask for absolute proof. Right?
Well, tell you what, I've never asked for something again that I didn't want.
Oh, man, what a story. Now, how has this affected you, and how has it affected Bill?
Well, we talk about it occasionally, and like I said, we just look at each other and shake our heads. And like I said, to me, it's a thing in life now. I don't ask for anything that, you know, in a joking manner anymore.
It's like, been said, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, it might come true.
Thank you for the story. Take care. That's that was quite a story. That's a local story, too. That's a road I travel every day. And it's a dark road. And it's a dangerous road that I travel, Highway 160. I do about 120 miles a day on it. There have been a lot of people killed. There are a lot of crosses placed on the roadside to designate the place where it's occurred. But I've never seen anything. Not yet. Good morning. On the first time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Genoa, Nevada.
Where in Nevada?
Genoa.
Genoa, Nevada.
Oh, Genoa.
Where is that?
It is just about 10 miles south of Carson City. It's the first Nevada settlement.
Very good.
And anyway, I was, this was about 2 years ago, my story. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I was going out with a girl who had just got into recovery, and we were in counseling, and we were doing a bunch of inner child work. And, you know, one of the reasons we got along so well, our therapist says, is because we played so well together. Well, this whole relationship went sour, and she began dating this other man, and they were going to move to Cleveland, Ohio. And anyway, so one night, I'm laying in my bed, and in this therapy work that we're doing with inner child, you have to close your eyes and imagine this child, you know, what that child was doing at the time. And I was laying in my bed and my eyes were open, and all of a sudden, this little girl, about 8 years old, she had a pixie haircut and kind of she was wearing shorts and a small halter top, came up, and she was standing right next to my bed, and my eyes were wide open. And it was that my girlfriend is like, you know, a smaller version of her, right? And
yes.
And this girl, without opening her lips or anything, said, you know, to me, I've come to play with Chris, who was like, and that's my name in my inner child. So anyway, this this little girl is standing there, and she's talking to me. She says, and I'm leaving. I'm moving. And I wanted to come and play. And so she starts taking off with this other little kid. I'm assuming it was me. And they're running. And all of a sudden, then I don't see walls in my room or anything. I just see them out like in a field running.
Wow.
And I keep saying out loud to this girl who I had since not dated, Gary, do you feel this? I was wondering if there was a connection between her and me.
Right.
And I kept saying, do you feel this? Are you here? Do you are you seeing what I'm seeing? And then after they got done playing this, and this went on for, I'm going to guess, 10 minutes. And then the little girl walked back up and said thank you, and that she was leaving, and that, you know, hopefully she would come back to see us again. And I had told her, I mean, I'm talking directly to this. She was transparent, but she was still standing right there. And I was telling her, I said, you can come back anytime you want. It's not a fear thing. I was not afraid.
Why not?
Well, because she was...
Because it was somebody you knew, somebody you know.
Right, I think so. And she was just, you know, 8 years old, 9 years old, and just real shy, and you know...
I would like to think I could react as you did. I'm going to have to leave the line because we're out of time. I thank you for the call. I would like to think that I would react that way. And maybe, if it was somebody that I had known, somebody that I was comfortable with, and the experience felt benign, maybe I would be. But I'm not sure of that.